Some of you are facing a major difficulty right now. It may be an illness, a fear that you've got, and you say, I'm afraid and I don't know how to deal with this. Or it may be a financial thing, or it may be a strain in a relationship, and you're facing some kind of shipwreck this morning. Does God have a word for you while you're going through your difficulty? Absolutely. God brought you here this morning so He could say this to you. Don't give up.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How to Deal with Difficulty.
You know, people come to me for advice all the time. I say, Pastor Rick, what about this? What about that? And I always, the first thing I want to ask is, I wonder how many other people they've already asked. Because I have often found a lot of people, they have in their mind what they want to do, and they keep going around and asking until they find an expert who agrees with them. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they find somebody who does what they've already planned to do, then, oh, see, now I've got a justification for it. Don't listen to the experts. If God says no, don't do it. If God says yes, do it, even if everybody else says it doesn't make sense. So that's the first mistake. The second mistake that got him into trouble is we follow the crowd. We follow the crowd. And in verse 12, it said, the majority decided that we should sail. See, there were 276 of them on this boat, and they took a vote, and the vote was 273-3. And they said, we're going to go ahead and do it. Listen, the majority is often wrong. One of the phrases you hear more than anything else today is this phrase to justify all kinds of stuff. But everybody's doing it. Well, so what? Everybody can be wrong. In the story of the children of Israel leaving Egypt and going to the promised land, the majority of them wanted to go back to Egypt. We looked at that last week. They were wrong. You don't base your morality on some popular opinion poll. And see, what happens is we start listening and say, everybody's doing it. Well, what if you were a lemming? You know, lemmings are those little animals that dive off the cliff and kill themselves in the sea. Say, well, everybody's doing it. So you go kill yourself. You know, peer pressure keeps a lot of people from doing what God wants them to do, and peer pressure causes a lot of people to get into all kinds of problems. Would you agree with that? Now, some of you are saying, oh, I hope my teenager's hearing this. Well, I want to tell you, adults need to hear this too, because we don't have it, the peer pressure of like drugs and premarital sex and some of those things, but what we do have is materialism, and we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like. Just to keep up with the Joneses, you know, and there's the pressure. Well, they got a new car. We got to get a new car. They got a Winnebago. We got to get a Winnebago. And on. We listen to the crowd. The third thing that causes a mistake is we rely on circumstances. We rely on circumstances. Verse 13, it says, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they'd obtained what they wanted. Now, remember, it seems like a good thing here. It's a nice gentle breeze. They say, oh, it's a nice day for sailing. Paul says, don't do it. We're going to go into a storm. They say, no, we got a gentle breeze. So let's go for it. So they went out on a three-hour cruise, And what did they do? They crack up. Let me tell you something. Satan can arrange circumstances.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Verse 13, it says, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they'd obtained what they wanted. Now remember, it seems like a good thing here. It's a nice gentle breeze. They say, oh, it's a nice day for sailing. Paul says, don't do it. We're going to go into a storm. They say, no, we got a gentle breeze. So let's go for it. So they went out on a three-hour cruise, And what did they do? They crack up. Let me tell you something. Satan can arrange circumstances. Oh, sure he can. He can call. You should not go through every open door you see. You should not take advantage of every opportunity you have. You should not accept every job offer that's given to you. You should not date everybody who goes out on asks you out on a date. You need to ask and say, is this what God wants? Just because it's a circumstance, well, it looks okay. It looked okay for him to sail out in the ocean, but because God had already said no and they did it anyway, they were headed right for a storm. They thought they had obtained what they wanted. So many people think that. Foolishly, they go right into a typhoon. Now, you know what's the most difficult kind of difficulty to deal with? When you're the innocent victim and it's not your fault. It's a problem you didn't bring on yourself, but you just happen to be along for the ride. In Paul's situation, he had already told them, God says, don't do this, or the ship will have a shipwreck. But they did it anyway. Well, he's a prisoner on a ship, and he has to go along, and he experiences a shipwreck because of other people. Not all the shipwrecks in your life are your fault, folks. Some of them, you just happen to be part of the family. Some of them, you just happen to be the wrong place at the wrong place at the wrong time. Some of them, you were just in that office when it happened. And those are difficulties to deal with because you said, I didn't have any part of this, but you get a part of the shipwreck because you happen to be there. What do you do when you're in those kind of situations? Well, number one, you determine the reason. Then number two, determine the result. And you ask the question, what does God want me to learn from this difficulty? Now notice the verse on the back of your outline. Let's read this verse aloud, 2 Corinthians 4. Would you read it with me? These little troubles, which are temporary, are winning for us a permanent, glorious, and solid reward, all out of proportion to our pain. Now, I want you to do a little circling on this. I want you to circle the word troubles and circle the word temporary and draw a line between them. Then I want you to circle the word permanent and reward and draw a line between those. Because what he's saying is this. So this is a very important point here. He's saying that the problems that you have in your life, they're not going to last. Every problem, some guy said, what's your favorite verse? He said, it came to pass. He said, why are you like that? Because he said, when problems come, I know they didn't come to stay, they came to pass. Okay, now, the problems are temporary, but the reward is permanent. The purpose is permanent. Now listen. When we go through difficulties, the first thing we start trying to do is blame somebody else. And we start figuring out, whose fault is this? Did I bring this on myself? Is it from others? Is it from God? Is it from Satan? Folks, it doesn't matter. where your problem came from, what the source is, God still has a purpose in it in your life. He wants you to grow as a result of it. You're saying, Rick, even when I do stupid things myself, God can use that? Of course He can. You're saying, even when other people hurt me intentionally, He can use that? Yes. You say, even when the devil plans bad things for my life, God can turn around and bring good out of that? Absolutely. Just go read the book of Job. God's purpose is greater than your problem. God's purpose is greater than your pain. God has a plan behind your pain and behind your problem. And so He says He'll use it. You need to look past the temporary pain and look at the long-term benefit, the results in your life. You say, well, what are the results? I don't see any good coming out of the difficulties I'm facing right now. I don't see any good coming out of the problems I'm facing. Look at the next verse. Read it with me, Romans 5. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time. What's the result? I want you to circle the word learn. That's the whole ball game behind the problems, the difficulties you're facing. God wants you to learn something. Now listen, every storm is a school. Every storm you go through is a school. Every trial is a teacher. God wants to teach you through your troubles. Every trouble is a teacher. Every experience is an education. Every difficulty is for your development. God says, I want you to learn, L-E-A-R-N, something from this difficulty. That's the purpose. That's the result God wants to see as a result of all what you go through. He wants you to learn. Now, here's the problem. The problem is, most of us are slow learners. Do you agree with that? Have you ever had to learn something more than once? Have you ever had to learn something from God more than once? I hate that. You know, sometimes it's like, I'll do something, you know, wrong with Kay or with my kids, and I'll learn, now I got to learn to not do that anymore. And I know better now, okay? And then about 2 weeks later, I get another opportunity again, and I do the same thing I did before. And I go, you know, you knucklehead, I got to learn this, so I quit having to do it over and over and over. And you see, if you don't learn something, God will just bring it again in your life in a matter of days or hours or weeks or months, but it will come back because God is more interested in your character than He is in your comfort. God is more interested in making you change to be more like Christ than He is in making things easy for you. So you never graduate from the school of hard knocks. God allows difficulties. Now, some of you are facing a major difficulty right now. It may be an illness, and you don't really feel good, or you're facing a fear that you've got, and you say, I'm afraid, and I don't know how to deal with this. Or it may be something you feel guilty about. And you say, I don't know how to get rid of this guilt. Or it may be a financial thing. Or it may be a strain in a relationship. And you're facing some kind of shipwreck this morning. Does God have a word for you while you're going through your difficulty? Absolutely. God brought you here this morning so He could say this to you. Don't give up. Grow up. That's what God wants to do through that difficulty. He doesn't want you to give up. He wants you to grow up. I didn't say throw up. I said grow up. He wants you to mature, to develop, to become more and more like the person He wants you to be. You say, well, Rick, how do I do that? How do I use my difficulties? How do I use my problems to grow up? You do these things. Number one, determine the reason. What caused it? Number two, determine the result. What does God want me to learn? And then number three, I need to determine my response. And here's where I ask myself, how should I handle this? How should I respond? How should I react? Now listen, you're going to be hurt in life many, many times. because life is not fair. It just isn't. And you will have problems, and you will have difficulties, and you will have hurts that will either make you bitter or better. You will either grow up or you'll give up. You will either become what God wants you to be, or you will shrivel and your heart will become hard. Now, that's your choice. And so when you go through those situations in life, you go through those difficult times, what happens to me is not nearly as important as what happens through me. The circumstances that come into your life around you are not nearly as important as what happens inside of you, because that's what you take into eternity, not the circumstances. They're just temporary. What you take with you is your long-term character, what it's made you, bitter or better. Now, how should I respond to difficult situations? Well, first, let me tell you the three things you shouldn't do. Because in this story, in Acts chapter 27, they did three things that are the typical same three things you tend to do when you go through difficulty. Number one, it's there on your outline. First, difficulties can cause us to drift. Drift. What do I mean by that? Well, look in verse 15. It says, so we gave way to it, that's the storm, and we were driven along. Now, what happened here is, here's this little ship. They're taking a bunch of prisoners to Rome. They're in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean. They hadn't seen the Bible says, hadn't seen the sun for 14 days. Total darkness. They can't find any, they can't get any bearings. They don't know where the stars are. So they have no idea where they are. And they said, we just began to drift. We stopped, we gave up on going to any destination. We just started drifting. You know what? That's what problems tend to do in your life if you don't watch out. A lot of people just start drifting through life. They have no goal. They have no objective. They have no purpose. They have no ambition. They have no dream for life. They just want to go along to get along. I just want to go with the flow. And they say, que sera, sera. You know, whatever will be, will be. And they just say, I'm just going to drift. Life's tough, so why make the effort? Why even try? I'm just going to go by on the minimum. Now, we don't call it drifting today. We call it coasting. You ever heard that one? How you doing? Well, I'm just kind of coasting along. There's only one problem with that. Whenever you're coasting, you're always headed downhill. Okay? You never coast uphill. So when you're coasting, it means you're going down, 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 down. You're going the wrong direction if you're coasting. Life is not a coast. Life's tough. And so we tend to drift. We're controlled by circumstances. We just go with the flow. God says, don't do that. Don't lose your ambition or your goal or your dream just because life gets hard. Don't give up on that. Number two, he says, don't discard, because difficulties tend to get us to discard. Verse 18, it said, they began to throw the cargo overboard. Now, I hope you'll go home and reread this story again today, Acts chapter 27, because it's a neat story. They're out here in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean, and it's been 14 days without any sunlight, and they've been shifted back and forth, being battered by the winds and the waves, and they start trying to throw stuff overboard to lighten the ship. First, they threw the cargo overboard. Then it said they threw all the ship's tackle overboard. And then it says they threw a bunch of food overboard. In fact, they were ready to throw the prisoners overboard. They were even ready to jump overboard. They were discarding. They were abandoning things that they needed because the storm was so tough. Now, this is a common human reaction to difficulty, that when you get in a storm, when you get in a trial, when the heat gets on, when the pressure comes, when the stress gets unbearable, you tend to start abandoning things, values, and relationships that you would not normally let go of in better times. And you start hearing people say, like, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm giving up on my marriage. I'm abandoning this relationship. I'm out of here. I'm checking out. I'm chucking it all. I'm going to give up on my dream to go to college. I'm going to give up on my dream to get married. I'm going to give up on my dream of making this marriage work. And we start throwing out things that really we shouldn't be throwing out. Values that are important to us. I've seen people who have all kinds of problems. They throw out everything they know right to do and throw it out for 1 week in a party and mess up their life. They throw out their heritage. They throw out their relationships. We start throwing things aside that really we shouldn't be throwing away. But it's typical when you start getting beat up by a storm. We act impulsively, and we just want to run out. Now, God says, stay with the ship. In fact, he had specifically told them to do it. In verse 31, Paul told the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men remain in the ship, you cannot be saved. So the soldiers cut away the ropes of the ship's lifeboats and let them fall away. See what they're doing? They're cutting away all the lifeboats to force everybody to stay with the ship. Have you done that in your marriage? Have you cut the lifeboats loose so there's no way out? Have you said, you know, we've decided divorce is not an option for us. We're going to make this thing work. Have you closed the escape hatch and locked it with a key and thrown away the key and said, it's not an option in our family. Divorce is not an option. If you haven't, you will always be tempted in the back of your mind to think, well, I can always walk out of this. Because it's always easier to cop out than it is to develop character. Always easier.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.